giving users the power to customize proprietary software. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Researchers at the University of Washington are working on a project that could, in effect, make any proprietary software open source, that is, customizable by users. University of Washington Assistant Professor of Computer Science and Engineering James Fogarty says a tool called Prefab works not on the underlying software source code, but on the pixels that all programs put on screens. Prefab would allow users to change those pixels around to create new features in all of their programs.
We've got all of these programs on our computers that are really set up as in a one-size-fits-all kind of a way. And we know from research that different things are better for different people, but it just hasn't been possible to modify any given program. If you're not Microsoft, then it's really hard for you to modify Microsoft Office. If you're not Adobe, it's really hard for you to modify Adobe Photoshop. And so we build up an understanding based on only the pixels and then can use that to change existing behaviors.
So give me an idea what kind of changes you could make to programs using Prefab.
One of the most exciting categories of changes are for different kinds of accessibility enhancements. So there's been 30 years of work on making computers easier for people to use who have a variety of different disabilities. But the problem is that every disability is different. There's no magic bullet for making a computer easier to use for different people. Something that makes it easy for one person to use might actually make it harder for a different person to use. And so you don't see these techniques adopted in systems because as the developer of a particular application, I just can't afford to implement 30 different kinds of accessibility enhancements.
What's an example of these kinds of accessibility enhancements?
If you have cerebral palsy or some other kind of motor disability, it can be really hard to actually click on the thing that you're trying to click on. And so there's been work on, for example, the bubble cursor is an example of something that it automatically finds the thing nearest where you actually clicked and clicks on that. And so even if you don't hit it dead on, you can still click the thing that you were trying to get to. And that's been known for a while, but there hasn't been any way to actually deploy it. And that's what Prefab lets you do, is take an idea like that that had existed in research and actually push it into practice and put it on regular people's computers and everyday use.
Okay, so is it mostly just accessibility questions this is designed to address, or what else?
What if anybody could modify any interface in any way? And in the near term, we'll do things with accessibility. We'll look at what it means to take an existing application and make it run on your phone, even though it wasn't written for your phone, and figuring out how we can just break down some of the barriers between different kinds of things.
This sounds like something that could anger companies that don't like you messing with their software. I can't see Microsoft, for example, really digging this too much.
So I think everybody's going to be happy when we make their software more accessible. So if it's too expensive for me to make my software accessible, I'm going to be happy if somebody else does, because that gives me a larger customer base. It's never been possible to say, well, what if I just take part of iTunes and put it in my thing? What will Apple think? It hasn't been possible, and so there will be some questions to work through about how we can do this in a way, for example, that preserves branding and preserves the other things that these companies will care about with their products.
James Fogarty is a computer scientist at the University of Washington. He'll be discussing the Prefab project at the Computer-Human Interface Convention later this month. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.